You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now a story from KELW's radio class at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. The incarcerated men there record interviews and edit them into short pieces that we play for you here on KELW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
Doing time in prison, a person can often lose hope. But that's not the case for Aaron Daria. He has plans to start a ranch once he's paroled. Uncuffed producer Joe Kirk sat down with Aaron to ask him about his dream.
I first met Aaron Daria a little over a year ago in a moment of confusion. Another inmate had mistaken me for Aaron. The funny thing is Aaron is Filipino and I'm of Nordic descent. We had a good laugh about it and instantly became friends. Over time, Aaron told me about his dream of being a rancher, and I got really interested in it. So I sat down with Aaron to ask him a few questions about his big dream and his plans for the future.
So the whole thing I wanted to interview you about is that you have this big dream that you have when you're going to get out. And that dream is that you want to own a ranch. That's correct?
Or I surely do.
All right.
I would love to be a stockman.
And so how did you even get into the whole idea of having a ranch?
Well, I would say because of my descent and my upbringing, being around a lot of Filipinos, and my father, who's passed away in 2009, he was born on a ranch. And I've heard of stories from my uncle and my father about growing up in the mountains in the Philippines, Sambales Carao. Okay. You know, shout out going out to the folks out in the Philippines. But I have this longing. I have this longing to be connected with nature.
Have you ever been on a farm or a ranch?
Yeah, I buried my grandfather 88, 87, sometime around there, and I got a chance to visit the Philippines for the first time. And I seen how life was, and it was definitely a culture shock.
What does your family think about this idea of a ranch?
My mother completely supports it. She completely supports it. She believes in my dream and my idea of being connected with nature and just having a way of life that's, I would say, slow. In contrast to San Francisco and, you know, that fast-paced, busy 7x7, 1.3 million people, crowded life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing, this isn't a pipe dream either. This is something that can actually happen for you. Like, you have the financial means to do so and everything.
Oh, definitely so. You know, being that San Francisco is considered a hyper-real estate market, I'm fortunate that that my parents were able to buy property in San Francisco over there on next to Amazon, Crocker Amazon Park, McLaren Park, and the property there is going up.
Do you plan on going at this project alone, or do you plan on getting some help, like a ranch hand or somebody that has knowledge of a ranch? Do you plan on getting help?
Well, I've looked into different avenues. You know, of course, I feel confident that I can tackle this task. You know, I was built for it physically. You know, I'm trying to prepare myself. However, I know that a lot of my mistakes in the past have been because I haven't asked for help. So I think that if the opportunity is available, I would ask for help.
And so you're very familiar with a lot of different things. You've read a lot of books on it. And I understand you're very interested in pasture and different types of grasses and things like that?
Sure am, yeah. I learned about Timothy grass, red clover, Kentucky bluegrass, alfalfa, the difference between legume and grass, the clippings, how many times a year, moisture content, the thickness of the grass, and how much grass you need to actually pasture cattle.
So you really studied.
Yeah. I don't want to keep a cow locked up in some stock pan. And, you know, I know what that feels like. I know what that feels like. So I think for a cattle to be able to graze is a beautiful idea. And I know that there's a point where there's selfishness. And, you know, there's some ranchers here that might not be so humane to the animals.
Is there anything that you plan on doing with your ranch or your farm to put back into society? You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I would like to teach stockmanship also as I get the hang of it. Marie Coronado, who is very close to me, She has expressed the desire to help give back to children out of juvenile halls, because I was tried as an adult.
Yeah, you were a child.
I was 16 years old when everything happened. I was 17 years old when I was incarcerated. And she's expressed the desire that, hey, you know, why don't you give back to kids like you by teaching them to be connected with nature, especially a child that might be lost and confused and dealing with the struggles of dysfunctional family life and a dysfunctional home, that being able to be connected to the land and just not all of this concrete and steel would help show people what life is about.
That was Aaron Daria, an inmate at Solano State Prison. He spoke with Joe Kirk, who produced that interview and who is also incarcerated. KALW's radio training program at Solano State Prison is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer, and you can listen to more at klw.org/uncuffed.